A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
The day's biggest stories, the people behind the headlines, the conversations you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Christy Strasser. You're listening to Odyssey's On Deadline. Let's talk today about vision, not the metaphorical kind, the literal kind, what we can see. We'll start with a new space telescope and expectations for how it could open up our world. Here's Tommy Tucker in New Orleans.
Morgan Van Arsdal joins us now, NASA Roman Operations Manager. Tell me about what's going on with NASA. They're going to launch a new telescope?
Absolutely. So on Sunday, we are launching the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. It's NASA's next great astrophysics mission. It's designed to help us answer fundamental questions about the structure and composition of the universe. And we'll be studying things like dark energy, dark matter, and exoplanets. It has two science instruments on board that together will produce over a terabyte of data every single day of the mission. So we really can't wait to get it on orbit and find out what we're going to discover.
What kind of things are we going to be looking for?
We're doing this. One of the really cool things about Roman is that it has this really wide field of view. So when we talk about searching for dark energy or dark matter or exoplanets, really it's going to, because we have such a wide field of view, we're going to be able to see billions and billions of stars and billions of galaxies. So we'll be able to just fundamentally understand things about the structure of the universe that we haven't in the past. So for example, we know that there's more matter out there in the universe than what we can see, right? So the things that we can see, like galaxies and your chair in your office, all only make up about 5% of the matter that we think is in the universe. That other 95%, we just call dark matter because we don't really understand it yet. And Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is going to help us understand exactly what that matter is and what most of the universe is made up of.
How in the world, if you can keep this on a level that, again, not me, but most people can understand, what is dark matter? How do you go from launching a telescope to seeing it? And talk about exoplanets. What is all of that?
Sure. So when we know that there's more matter than we can see because of how gravity attracts things, right? So we know there must be more gravity out there than we understand. And that's what that dark matter is. And most people don't understand it. The astrophysics don't know what dark matter really is made up of yet. So that's what we're going to be looking for.
Let me jump in for a sec. So if you don't know what it is, how do you know it exists?
That's a great question. And it's really, we can see gravity acting and planets and galaxies responding to each other and the whole universe structure responding to each other more than what we can see, right? Gravity attracts based on matter, right? So if you drop a ball, you know, okay, the ball weighs however much it weighs, and that's how gravity is going to behave. And that model works great on Earth. But when you talk about the structure of the universe, we see gravity behaving in ways that don't make sense for the amount of visible matter that we can see. So we know that there must be something more there. We just don't really understand what that more is yet. And that's one of the fundamental questions we're trying to answer.
So in addition to discovering new things, are we going to learn more about things we already know about?
Absolutely. So you mentioned exoplanets, and that's one of the other really cool things that Roman's going to be able to do. All exoplanets are planets that are around stars that aren't the sun, right? So just planets throughout the rest of the universe. And we've been able to map so far about 6,000 exoplanets across the universe, but we expect with Roman to be able to map tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of exoplanets. And when we can see that many of some type of object, we can start to understand it so much more better than we do right now.
Those are our high-tech eyes in outer space. But how about in Buffalo, New York?
The Savannah, Georgia Police Department has fired six employees who accessed data to the Flock camera system for reasons other than law enforcement, including four police officers. Savannah Police Chief Lenny Gunther says they were able to look into searches made using the camera technology.
So out of those nearly 40,000 searches this year, the automated audit tool flagged 127 entries that warranted a closer look due to discrepancies between the listed search reasons and the search patterns.
Investigators determined six employees used the system to search for personal connections and family members. In one case, an officer gave access to the Flock system to someone in another law enforcement agency.
Former Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, we're talking about Flock cameras, getting a lot of attention recently. Jeff, we'll start with the simplest question of all. Well, maybe it's not that simple. Flock camera, can you explain what exactly we're talking about here?
Flock is a company that produces cameras that are very good at license plate recognition technology. So they're mounted on poles, overpasses, and they video record traffic, and they capture, color and license plate information of the vehicles that are traveling a particular roadway.
How different are these from traditional license plate readers that police have been using for years?
Well, they're not different. The difference is in the setup. Basically, you know, like in the city of Buffalo, you have cameras mounted all throughout the city, but that system is owned by the Buffalo Police Department. The data is owned by the Buffalo Police Department. In this particular case, you have a private company that is installing these cameras, harvesting and then storing this data, and then selling it basically back to governments, private companies, and whoever they choose to accept as a customer.
Yeah, so that's where part of the concern comes in, is who has full control over this, and can a lot of this data be misused or used by somebody other than police?
Well, again, Flock does sell their services to private entities that can put these cameras up on their property. That's been always the question around this type of technology. We don't know what this private company is going to do with that data. Now, I'm sure that there's contracts in place that municipalities sign that somehow try to ensure that the data is not sold to a third party and that it's only used by the entity that authorized the installation. But like anything else, it's data that's being captured and is out there for use, whether it can be foiled through a public records request through a municipality or can be purchased by somebody through Flock. I mean, those are the questions that there doesn't seem to be a lot of answers to at this point.
Do you think, Jeff, that this makes communities safer? Do you have any concerns about this technology?
Well, there's definitely a very good law enforcement use for this type of technology. Literally every day, police departments around the country are using LPR cameras to solve crimes. Everything from low-level misdemeanors up to and including homicides, rapes, violent attacks, kidnappings. So there is a purpose and use for the technology. But you know, one of the things I find interesting is that Erie County was quick to ban private companies from using facial recognition technology, but yet they're welcoming this technology, which also tracks people in and around the community. So it seems to be somewhat of a double standard.
And when it comes to those eyes in the sky, who pays for the AI technology on which it's based? Here's KYW.
Delaware is raising the bar for what it takes to open a data center in the state. Governor Matt Mayer signing into law a handful of bills ensuring the cost of data centers come out of developers' pockets.
We are signing the most comprehensive ratepayer and resident protections on data centers in our nation.
The new laws require large data center developers to pay all their own infrastructure costs and makes Delaware a BYOP state, bring your own power. The power must be clean and data center usage cannot impact residential bills. State Senator Stephanie Hansen.
These are huge, big issues that other states are looking at, and they might do one or two of them here and there. We've done them all.
The new laws also remove data centers from a list of facilities that receive tax incentives and credits. Hansen says state leaders aren't anti-innovation, but are protecting residents and the environment.
Here's an update on a different issue, a meaty one, from Buffalo.
Fall is a vibe. So what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
In other news, President Trump lifting some tariffs on imported beef, and it's sparking some backlash from American ranchers and some Republican lawmakers as well.
This set off a firestorm of criticism, especially in the Republican Party. So Senator John Barrasso, the number two Republican in the Senate, said Americans want U.S. beef on the table, not foreign imports. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas called this action ill-advised. Others in very competitive Senate races, like Congresswoman Ashley Henson, say that this is just a flat-out bad idea.
That is Rachel Scott reporting from the White House.
Here's an update on a different issue, a meaty one, from Buffalo.
An Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer charged with shooting a man and lying about it during the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis has been released from the Cameron County Jail this morning. That after a judge refused to order his return to Minnesota. Christian Castro was released from a detention center in Brownsville. He motioned his hand toward a few camera operators and a reporter crowding around him and quickly got into an SUV. A U.S. district judge wrote an order saying he couldn't prevent a county sheriff from releasing Castro or order Governor Abbott to sign his extradition warrant. Castro is charged in Minnesota with assault and falsely reporting a crime in the January 14th shooting of a 24-year-old Julio Cesar Sosa Celis.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Odyssey's On Deadline. Subscribe to the daily podcast on your favorite platform.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.